One of the most severe drought-stricken areas of Kenya is Makueni County, where failed crops and dying livestock have led to a severe food shortage. Kenyan parliamentarian Richard Makenga says the 30 tons of food and water provided by the Kenya-China Chamber of Commerce is welcome relief for communities there.
The group who are affected are, of course, the elderly. Yeah, people, depend on a very small acreage of land, even a quarter of an acre, where they plant the, maize and the beans. But there's nothing that came out of that chamber, so they are in dire need.
Well, China has been one of Africa's largest benefactors for years. Yao Ming, counselor to the Chinese embassy in Nairobi, says the donation is also reciprocal.
9 years ago, when China was suffering from earthquake, and the African countries, including Kenya people, still offered their generous hands to Chinese people, we still remember the vivid moment. So today we are coming to return your favor. We are ready and willing to help you.
Kenya is one of the several countries in Africa affected by a lingering drought. Famine conditions have already been declared in parts of South Sudan. Parts of Ethiopia and Somalia are also struggling through drought conditions. The UN is warning more than 2.7 million people are severely food insecure in the region and suggests the number of people facing hunger could rise without more international assistance. Counselor Yao Ming says China stands ready to help in any way it can.
And my embassy will be mobilizing the Chinese community here to do more donations to the other regions of Kenya, which have been affected by drought. This is just a small step, first step for Chinese community to make their contribution on relief efforts. We are going to do more in the coming weeks, in the coming months.
The Kenyan government has already declared the current drought a national disaster. For CRI, this is Liu Mohan.